character flaw. I got a character flaw. You never please a mom. It's just a character flaw.
There it is, a little theme song for character flaws. It's Wednesday night here on the download, so that does mean it's character flaw time. We've decided that we'd like to honor some of the great performers, writers, and comedians that are here in this town. It is amazing how much talent is available in Chicago and to this show. So starting this month, essentially, this is only like the second or third time we've done it. We're going to use Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock for a new segment we're calling Character Flaws. In it, we'll bring sketch comedy characters, of course, improv. It's going to be a fun ride, so sit back and enjoy. Tonight, great performers. Abby McEnany is part of us tonight. Sandy Marshall. Here in studio, that's great, and we'll have much more. It's gonna be a great time. So you know, why don't we want to get right to it? You know, it's interesting on the show because you know, I hosted solo, and there have been times where we have had co-hosts. We tried out some co-hosts early on. We had a couple. She didn't really work out. Laura, she didn't work out. But so I want to try some other people because I don't think that we. You know, should just stop because one person didn't work out, right? I think that's probably the idea. So I'd like to introduce tonight another great co-host who is auditioning for the role of co-host here. Amazing job co-hosting all over AM radio in his life. He used to have a stint at Don Imus. He was a guy on Imus. He was a longtime voice of Fresno News and Talk, Fresno, California. Great. And also the Carolina Talk Network. He's a big part of that. Bob Bung. Bob right. Bung is a great, he's an amazing, he's an amazing co-host. And right. he's good to have right. such a man with such a caliber on the show.
Good to be here, Justin. All Thanks right. for having me.
So, you know, yeah. today was a big day, Bob, yeah. because, right. You know, right. the president came back. Right. He came to Springfield
came
to talk
to
in front of the legislation. Yeah. It was huge to have him there.
A lot
at the
to say there.
And, you know, and it was interesting because he talked yeah. about civility.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of what, you know, I think everybody wants to hear, especially what's happening with Rauner and Madigan.
Right. Well, he had a point to make.
He had a point yeah. to make. Right. And I think that that's right. what, you know, we want to see from our leaders.
We do.
We don't want to see this, you know, this what do you know, like the idea that there's just a stalemate.
Right. Right.
All the time.
Right. Nobody's doing anything.
That's right. When right. no one's doing anything. We want to make sure right. that our politicians are doing stuff, especially right. when there's so many lives on the line.
They need more action.
That's right. So, I mean, I think that, you know, what we saw today, I mean, that's the kind of thing that right. we hope to see more from our right. political leaders right. as we move forward.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. So,
I agree.
So, what do you think, Bob?
Yeah, I think there's both sides to that. It's two sides to every story. whatever you think.
Okay, well, I mean, it's this kind of show where, you know, you can have your own opinion. You don't have to just, you know, you have to just yes.
Yep.
And everything, you know, or laugh. You can come up with your own opinions.
A lot of opinions on a lot of topics. A lot of people hold those opinions close to the vest. Some share them with everybody. So
okay, well, this would be the time, you know, since you're auditioning, there. This would be the time where yeah. you might want to just give a little bit more of your opinion.
About my opinion. Well, yeah. It's whatever you think, Justin. You're the man. So,
okay. Well, no, I'm saying that, you know, to be part of the show, you got to come up with your own opinion. You can't just pump it back. So just give us something. Give the audience something that they could find out about Bob Bung.
My favorite color is blue.
Okay, it's got to be more than that, Bob. It's got to be more than that.
More than that. I am 41 years old.
There you go. Okay, we're getting somewhere. That's still not enough. Push yeah. a little bit further,
bit more,
Bob.
Bit more.
Who are you, Bob? Bob Bung, who are you?
A bit more detail. My wife left me.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a car.
Okay.
I'm camping at a McDonald's parking lot in Elgin through March.
Okay.
It gets very cold.
So. Yeah.
You didn't want to go there. You kind of pulled it out of me and trying to be agreeable, but what do you think, Justin? What's your take on everything? What's happening in Springfield?
Well, I think that we know where that smell came from.
Yeah, but what does that mean? I mean, just dig a bit deeper.
Yeah,
listeners want to know what that means.
Yeah, Bob Bung downloads co-host who's auditioning to be co-host.
Yeah, this is where you wrap it up, though. A bit more about you, though.
No, they know about me. About I think you. They need to know about
but
you.
Do they? Let's go a bit deeper.
I mean, I didn't know we would know that you're sleeping in your car, and it just seems kind of weird now.
Yeah, my kids now call me Bruce, which is the name of their stepdad, so they can't tell me and the stepdad apart. Mm. So,
Bob Bung, ladies and gentlemen.
His name's not Bruce. It's Bob.
Oh.
Bob Bung.
It almost worked. Sorry, Bob. All right, we come back. I got to get my car fixed, man. Something's wrong with my car, so we'll have the Downloads Auto Mechanic in studio. Stay with us. Love this track. That's our guy. I forgot his name right now, but I love that guy. Oh, yeah, Skylar Spence. We had him on before Lollapalooza. Great track. Great track. Hey, it's Character Flaws here on WGN Radio. Giving you some sketch improv, some characters, performance from the buddies of the show, the Download, and the Chicago comedy community. Coming up, we're going to hear from Abby McEnany. Abby's great. She should be coming up. And you know, I'm bringing my car. Unfortunately, I'm having trouble with the car, so I will introduce you to the Download's new auto mechanic. And find out why I brought my car in just to get a brake light fixed. And I'm having trouble. Now it just won't even start. So I hate when that happens, right? But it's my fault. I might have chose the wrong mechanic, right? But as before we get to that, I'm very excited because I do, you know, I mention improv all the time on the show, but we don't really do improv, as people probably know it at home. You know, we have, you know, we heard Dave Rozowski and Tim O'Malley were on the show earlier, and they talk about improv, or I always say, you know, can we do this, can we do that? You know, what we essentially do all the time is just have characters on, and kind of improvise. But tonight, I'm very excited because we're going to try some improv in studio. And this is very exciting because it's not just normal improv, it's Australian improv. It's a whole different thing. It's a very... It's sort of like craft beer, you know, with improv. Like you'll have your mainstream Bud Light and your Miller Lite kind of stuff that you can get here in Chicago. But there's all sorts of different scenes all over the world that bring a different take on improv. So I'm very excited to have an Australian improviser in studio tonight. Rory McShane, he's a tremendous improviser. And I don't know much about their form, but we're going to get to it. 312-981-7200 because we're going to need a suggestion. 312-981-7200. Rory McShane, nice to meet you. Welcome to Character Flaws.
Justin, great to be here. Thanks so much for having me on the Download.
All right.
Rory McShane from the group Juxtaposition from Sydney, Australia. We're Australia's number one improv group. Let me hear you at the Download. WJ Radio Chicago. Great to be here.
All right. So, like I said, you're going to do improv. You know, you say you're with the group Juxtaposition, but it's just you. So that's the first thing I would question. Like, why is just one person in an improv group?
Right, yeah, it was 2016. Our travel budget was cut a bit. So I'm kind of making a regional tour, spread the love around Juxtaposition. And what we do is we basically juxtapose two things in an improvised format. We take a regular location and we juxtapose it with a crazy thing, like a crazy animal from the zoo or a crazy exotic type of fruit.
Okay, well, that's the concept. So, all right, 312-981-7200. Rory McShane is going to do some Australian improv, the group Juxtaposition. What do you need from us, Rory?
I need a suggestion. So, like, I need a suggestion of an idea that's going to get the improv started, the magic's going to happen. So, right, what I need is, like, a regular location, okay. Like a regular place that you would go to just regular hangout.
Pete, why don't you take that one? Pete, what's a regular location that you would just hang out?
Like a coffee shop?
A coffee shop.
Oh, a coffee shop. That's great. That's a regular location. Everybody goes there to hang out, have a coffee, get on Wi-Fi. Now, if I could just get a suggestion of a crazy animal from the zoo.
Pete, you want to change it? Crazy animal from the zoo.
Crazy animal. A giraffe.
A giraffe. Oh, that's a great. What a crazy animal. Can you imagine a crazy animal like a giraffe in a coffee shop? Let's take a look at it. Oh, it's a crazy animal like a giraffe. In a coffee shop, let's take a look. And that's how the whole thing plays out.
You don't... So that's it?
That's it. We get the suggestion, set it up, and move on to another suggestion. So if we could, let's get another regular location, like a place you might shop, like a place you might go buy something, like another regular location.
Pete, do you have another regular location?
T- Target?
A Target. It's a great regular location. Millions of people go to Target every year to buy everything from household to electronics to maternity clothing. So now, we got a regular location like a Target. Now let's get an exotic type of fruit that you couldn't buy in a regular type of grocery store. A real exotic type of fruit.
Pete, what do you think?
How about a kiwi?
A kiwi! That's a great one! That's also local if you're from Australia. So let's take a Target, and what happens when a kiwi walks into a Target?
What happens?
That's it! There we go. Let's get one more. We got time for one more regular location. We can just get a regular location, like somewhere you would go.
I'll take this.
Maybe with your friend.
All right, let's say... All right, airport.
An airport's a great regular location. Millions of people go to the airport. They fly. They go see friends, family, go on a business trip at the airport. Now let's get a real weird story. Let's get a favorite type of female underwear.
Female underwear?
Female underwear.
Favorite type.
Favorite type. That's right.
What do you
bra, panties, is it swimsuit, you know, sort of set up the underwear? What's the favorite type of underwear?
Girdle?
A girdle, that's a great. Now, imagine what would happen if a girdle walked into an airport. That's juxtaposition. That's right. I'm Rory McShane, Sydney, Australia's greatest improv maestro. We get a suggestion of a regular location. We juxtapose it with something crazy, and then the magic happens.
That's amazing. Hey, you were asking for improv on the show. You just got it. Rory, where can we see you're going to be at the Chicago Improv Festival coming up?
I'm going to be at the Chicago Improv Festival every single night. Catch me. I think it's this year from March 14th all the way to March 31st. Check it out. It's a full 3 weeks we're there. We're also going to be in residence all the way through the summer, making our rounds from Illinois down to Missouri, special parts of Louisiana. Don't forget to check us out. And then if we can get the fare back, we'll be headed home for a big tour around Australia this fall. Don't want to take too much more of your time. But again, it's juxtaposition. .au.
I'm Rob Martier on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Rob, that was great newscast.
Thank you.
I felt like that was one of your better ones.
Oh, I try.
Across the board. The story you did about the emissions tests.
Yes.
The idea that they're not going to send out the notices.
Right. Yeah.
Seems like there's a lot more to that story.
No. I mean, you know, the state's still without a budget. They're going to stop sending out the notices for those who have plates that expire at the end of March, so no notices, but you can still go get your vehicle checked out.
Yeah. It just seems like it's the kind of thing that there's more than meets the eye.
No, this story's pretty cut and dry. Mm. Yeah, no notices.
Mm.
Yeah.
It seems like it's one of those stories that's ripe for long form, which is where we take one story that's really just a headline and turn it into a 2-hour documentary. What do you think about emissions? What does that word mean? Is it the gas? Is it the exhaust? Are we exhausted as a people? Some might say we are. That's why this is a story that you want to listen to. What do you think about driving? Where are we going? Do we wonder about what's in our future? What's in our past? Here's where the story gets interesting. 14-year-old Manny. He's just a boy, just like anybody else. Gets up in the morning, goes to school, plays soccer, eats a sandwich, cuts off the crust, peanut butter and jelly, the standard. But the different thing about Manny is he has no torso. He's just arms and legs. And when you think about having no torso, it makes you think about the word emission. Because what are you giving off if you're just arms and legs? We caught up with Manny, went to his house. Manny, let me ask you, what's it like to live with just arms and legs?
Hello. My name is Manny, and I don't have a torso.
Tonight, Act One, Mission and Mission. What does it mean to not get that letter from the state? That letter that reminds you, that makes you feel whole, makes you feel like community. Act Two, License to Thrive. Forget drive. What's it take to thrive? And Act Three, what happened on 9/11? All right, there you go. There you go. So you can catch that Mission documentary we're going to cut in here. It's on for the next 4 hours on WGN Plus. Just check it out. Just straight up. They're actually going to make it. They're going to do season two where they go back. And they keep going back. Season two, season three, season four.
It's an ongoing story.
Oh, my Lord. That's fun. It's fun to do. It's fun to do. You got to check it out. We should definitely put that podcast together. Long form. That's Pete's favorite podcast. It's Character Flaws here on WGN Radio. Coming up, I have got a problem with my mechanic. And it might be me because I went to a very specialized mechanic. And that's Sandy, you know what going to mechanic. Yeah. I'm sure Canadian mechanics are weird.
They're totally weird. Everything leads to, let's put some maple syrup in the carburetor, and I can't do that, you know?
So we'll talk with the Downloads car auto mechanic and find out what's wrong with my car after the break. Stay with us. It's Character Flaws here on WGN Radio. I'm not looking forward tonight because I got to walk home. Because my car's back in the shop. The Downloads car is back in the shop, which is a bummer. I brought it in to replace a brake light, and then I got it back, and it just died. And I think it's my fault because I didn't take it to my usual mechanic. I took it to a new mechanic, a holistic mechanic on the north side, which I don't know. I just thought that was a new thing. I read something in Simple Living. I was into it, so I wanted to figure out what's wrong with the car, but I also think I want to introduce this concept to the masses. So my guest tonight, the Downloads Holistic Auto Mechanic. Hi.
Hi. It's so nice to see you.
Good to see you too. So as I said, I mean, I brought the car in to get a brake light fixed, yeah. and then it's not even running anymore.
Right.
So what's going on?
I wasn't able to really fix that.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of.
Well, okay. So holistic mechanicry.
I don't even think that's a word. But
well, it is now. It's more about we do a lot of yoga. We do some stretches. You think your car wouldn't be able to stretch, but it can. I kick the tires a little bit. They kick back. They want to. You know, and then I touch it. I do a little Reiki. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of chakras in a car, more than a human being. I think they're anywhere between 2 and 15 a human being, and I'd say they're upward of 2 grand.
2,000
chakras on a car, depending on how many doors.
If
it's a sedan, I don't know. Can't count that high.
Okay, well.
But a mini... About 922 chakras.
Wow.
And I touch every one. That's why it took so long. And then we did some Korean massages. You know, lots of scrubs. Have you ever been to a Korean massage?
I have not.
Seriously, so. It'll change your life. It's terrifying. You get naked, and these women come out and scrub the living daylights out of you. So I did that to the car, but more of a gentle touch.
Okay.
I mean, look at these mitts. They might not look gentle, but they can be. Some facials, you know, some rub-a-dub-dubs. Facials. Again, that's what I call it.
I call it rub-a-dub-dub
facials. Most importantly, we did group therapy. We got all the cars together, and then we all talked about our feelings. I lead it with a djembe. So I get all the cars in the garage together, and I don't sit in the center because I'm not the leader. I'm a member, but do some interstitial djembe drumming.
Okay. It seems. Do cars talk?
Absolutely do.
So what's wrong with my car?
Very depressed. It's feeling taken advantage of.
Again,
what? Yeah. You never ask how it's feeling. You get mad at it. When you have your road rage incidents, you smack on the steering wheel and on that thing. What's that thing called? I'm not really a driver. A dashboard. You
dashboard.
Hit the dashboard. Yeah, I never got my license. Not important.
I just came in for a brake light, and all I need the car to do is work.
Well, you know, it would work if you treated it better as a being as opposed to a vehicle.
A vehicle, which is what it is.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, you chose a holistic mechanicry place for your...
And so, I'm wondering why I did that.
Well, you know, it's nice to see you finally take some responsibility.
For what?
By the choices you make. Did you see the dog bed I put him back?
I did. I'm not sure. I don't have a dog. So
I mean, that's another life change that your car wants you to make, so...
My car wants me to get a dog.
And not like a crappy little yippy dog. Something like a lab or a you know, the little dog I like is a corgi. Corgis are cute. You know, my granny had one. It was the only nice thing about my granny. She called me stupid in third grade because I couldn't tell time. The dog's name was Powie. Real cute. Little fat. That's okay. You know, it's the only fat thing in our family that my granny liked. That was tough. But Powie...
All right. Yeah, it took a week and a half, which I think was a little bit too much for me to just.
Well, we did get you a little loaner venture card, so you were able to get around.
Right,
on the
but
CTA.
There was no money on it, so I had to put my own money on it.
Well,
that's
you know, you save $5 because we gave you the card.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you know, when tourists come here, they have to spend $5.
No, I get that, but I have a venture card, so I didn't really need.
Well, you could have told us that. I give you a five note. You came in for a brake light. That's actually like very dangerous.
Yeah,
you
know? I know,
like,
right?
Lives are, you know. In jeopardy.
I don't know if they're in jeopardy. It's just a nuisance.
Okay. Yeah, well. So not only was the brake light down, but also, more importantly, your car's just not feeling well.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's a lot going on with it and dealing with a lot of things in your car's life. Number one, you've never named it. So there's an identity issue. They don't know how to feel about themselves.
It's a car. I mean, you don't name your car.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's again, so I'm not pointing fingers, but that is on you, Justin. So I guess I did point a finger. But so that the car, lots of feelings. There's an initial identity crisis, which I believe you know, that you were very defensive of. I think a lot of things, I don't know, have you ever been in therapy, Justin? I can't tell because you go in and you're trying not to be defensive. And you got a lot of work.
You learned this all from my car.
Oh, no. I mean, I came in with, you know, years of therapy myself, and there are little things I've learned. Very little. That's why I still go. I'm a lifer. I can't help it. We're not here to talk about me. We're talking about your car.
Well, I just...
In the holistic mechanicry business, we treat it as a whole issue. You know, not just a brake light, the whole car.
I didn't want to make a big deal about this, and
well,
I probably shouldn't,
too
but
little, too late,
I'm going to take the car somewhere else. I don't know.
I mean, that's...
I don't believe in holistic mechanicry. I think it's made up. I think you're making it up. I feel like this is kind of a ruse.
You got me.
I did?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's a ruse. Basically, I got into the mechanicry business. It's not a word yet, Justin, but I am working on it. Just like I'm trying to bring in Wise Up back. I got in basically for the fashion. You know,
what do you mean the fashion?
Yeah, I mean, to see, you know, a butch woman like me, like, it gets butched up a little bit more with those overalls. Is that what they're called?
The coveralls. Yeah,
again, the coveralls. So, again, not very butch, call them outfits, but that's what I do. And I got to say, I'm cleaning up.
Really?
Yeah.
The coveralls work.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten a free ride on a CTA. I have gotten a donut from Stan's.
That's nice.
It was weird. It wasn't at Stan's. I was actually walking down a street.
Just handed you a stand.
Yeah, it was weird. And, you know, it's actually I was in Indiana. So it doesn't really make sense, but I got a free Stan's donut.
Huh.
And still delicious. And also, I've gotten Miller Lights. I was going to say more than a girl could want, but there is no limit.
Okay. If I bring the car back, could you just fix what's wrong and the brake light and maybe skip the group therapy and then we'll call it a day?
See, I could probably skip the group therapy, but I probably couldn't fix what's wrong because I know nothing about cars.
It's Downloads Auto Mechanic who specializes in holistic mechanicry.
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 Bye, Justin.
I somehow have to get my car fixed now.
Well, you know, I don't know. I know a guy who knows a guy.
Oh, the Downloads Auto Mechanic, also known by the name Abby McEnany, who is an improviser in Chicago. You can see her at Second City. She plays on think Wednesday night she does the game show stuff on Wednesday. She also she's all over the place. She's been so many different things. But she's Abby McEnany. You can find her all over the place.
Yeah. Right?
I'm trying to think, like, because she told me where she's doing shows. I asked her, and she's like, Monday I've got this, Tuesday I've got, like, it's like all improvisers in Chicago. They're busy.
Yeah.
But Abby's great.